You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yep, she's gone, and we have a new mayor. I have been waiting for this day, and I know so many of you have been waiting as well. I'm Scoot on the air. Many of you didn't get a chance to hear it earlier, but we have the new mayor, Helena Moreno's entire inaugural address. It's not that long. But for those of you who missed it earlier, we wanted to play it again for you. So because of time, we have to get to this right away. But here is Helena Moreno, right after she was sworn in by former vice president and presidential candidate Kamala Harris. I know politics involved in that, but she's still a former vice president. That was a big surprise for me, and I know a lot of people. So here is Helena Moreno's inaugural address.
Wow. I'm just in awe looking out into this crowd. I'm just filled with just such a sense of gratefulness and gratitude. And let me start by saying thank you to the Inauguration Committee led by Mrs. Gail Benson. Thank you so much. What beautiful events you put together. And really beautiful events with my goal in mind, to make sure that everyone felt included and that we were celebrating what our city is about and celebrating our culture and our music. Just thank you for the level of time that it took to put all of this together. Mrs. Benson, Rico Alvendia, Sheila Burns, Jenny Hebe, Barry Kern, and Dottie Reese. I'll never forget all that you did for this. Thank you. To the New Orleans City Council, congratulations. Congratulations. I am so excited to get the opportunity to work with all of you all. And look, I think we even got J.P. Morrell in some of his fanciest tennis shoes today. Looking good, J.P. And to the former mayors, Mayor Cantrell, Mayor Landrieu, Mayor Morial, Sidney Bartholomew, Mayor Bartholomew, thank you all for your service to the City of New Orleans for being here today. Today is really a great celebration of our city and the amazing people of New Orleans. It represents not only a new beginning, but more importantly, a new direction. A new direction for New Orleans. And I'm honored to be standing here today, but also know this, that I don't stand here alone. So let me begin by saying first and always, to God be the glory. None of this is possible without him, but I want to say this. In the days ahead, I ask that we also remember that everything is possible with him. New Orleans, what has been written is still true. With God, joy will come in the morning, even when the Saints lose. Look, New Orleans, as we all know, it is a very spiritual city. And it is a living example of three great virtues: faith, hope, and love. Faith is not a hunch, a wish, or just a gut feeling. It's fundamental trust, a confidence that rises from deep within us. And we must have real, deep, sincere faith on what New Orleans can be, because that type of faith calls us to action. It calls us to be all in for New Orleans. And through our shared action of faith comes the virtue of hope. Hope is much more than optimism. Hope is a commitment that is so strong that it becomes an expectation. An expectation that what we desire to achieve, we will achieve. When there's a will, there's a way. And we truly share faith in our city, if we do, and if we truly have that hope for its bright future, we will be united in that third defining virtue, love. We're actually taught that love is the greatest of these virtues, but it's often the most difficult to actually practice. I know our love for New Orleans runs deep, and it expresses itself with boundless joy in our music, our food, our art, our celebrations, and our compassion. Our love is what empowers us to work through the challenges. Our love of our neighborhoods, our way of life, and our culture is what enables us to rise up and fight for our city. So I ask you today, do you love New Orleans? Yeah. I want to hear you. Do you love New Orleans? Yeah. How about this? Are you all in for New Orleans? Yeah. And I want you to hear me, and I want to be very clear about this. I'm going to lead the city of New Orleans with the confidence of faith, the commitment of hope, and the deep love for our beautiful city. I'm all in for New Orleans. I stand here with all of you, with all of the wonderful people of this amazing city, and together we will build the city that lives in our hearts and in our dreams, and we're going to make it a reality. We know that things are not exactly where we want them to be today, and we know that it's not going to be easy to fix these things, but just because things are hard does not mean that they're impossible. We stand here on a turning point as we face challenging times. And we must be clear that failure is not an option, not anymore. There's just too much at stake. We can't keep doing things the same and expect a different result. It's time for a new direction for New Orleans, a new direction to realize the New Orleans that we all want, one that is rich with culture and also opportunity. So today I make a promise to you to never quit. And my administration makes the same pledge, because we know that the possibilities for New Orleans are endless. We will do the hard work. We will make the hard decisions. We will make this city more prosperous. And we will give all our residents a chance for prosperity, because we are all in. Look, bottom line, we've faced tough times before. We've faced more than 300 years of tough times. We survived fires, floods, epidemics. We endured Jim Crow and injustice. We overcame the tragedy of terrorism. We rebuilt after hurricanes. Every time, this city rose. And we rise because we know how special New Orleans is. This is not just a place, not just a city, but an amazing blend of beauty, history, and culture. So now this is our time. This is our time to build that functional city that we all deserve. Together, we will build a New Orleans that is safe, where we can drive down the street without busting up the car. Right, yeah. Where there is no limit to realizing a dream, and where our children have endless opportunities for success. A New Orleans where our seniors, live not in fear or uncertainty, but in dignity and in security. We want a New Orleans that works for everyone. And I want you to envision that New Orleans, because as of today, I'm telling you, we have the will and we will find the way. It's not going to happen overnight, but I'll stop at nothing to get it done. To accomplish this, we must do this together. Divided, we fall. Let's face it, these are complicated and troubling times. Conflict and division are all around us. Some will continue to try to divide us, but we must choose to come together for our future. Today, you've seen local, state, and federal leaders on all sides of politics come together to support the future of our exceptional city. We have more in common that divides us. Thank you, Madam VP, for letting me borrow that line. More in common than what divides us when it comes to ensuring one of America's greatest cities thrives. In New Orleans, we embrace our diversity, our culture, traditions, and neighborhoods. From Algiers, all right, to New Orleans East, all of our neighborhoods are what make us so special. We celebrate that New Orleans is a welcoming city, one that is open-hearted, honors its roots, and embraces others. My very own story is proof of that. My family is a blend of cultures and traditions, a family built on faith, hope, and love. My mother, Nancy, is American. My father, Felix, is originally from Mexico. And thank you, Mom and Dad, for all that you did for me to get me to where I am today. I was born more than 1,000 miles from here in a city called Jalapa in the state of Veracruz in the country of Mexico. Thank you. Y si hablo español. When I was in elementary school, my family moved to Texas. And 25 years ago, as a young journalist, New Orleans welcomed me with open arms. I fell in love with New Orleans and chose New Orleans as my forever home. After Hurricane Katrina, when so many were forced to leave, I made a promise to fight for New Orleans. That promise led me to my path in public service, starting with the Louisiana legislature, then on to the city council, and now by the will of the people to this very moment. Every step of this path was guided by faith, hope, and love. I know that as your mayor, I'll certainly be scrutinized. And my success will be measured by outcomes. But let me be clear, the biggest outcome that matters to me is ensuring that you can always call New Orleans home, and for those who have moved away, to see that now is the opportunity to come on back. I will make every single day count, and I look forward to working hand in hand with this New Orleans City Council, with our federal and state legislators, and with the people of this city to ensure that government works, not for itself, but for you. I ran for this job because I believe in what New Orleans can be. I want to thank my husband, Chris, and my family for being all in, as they too believe in a brighter future and are on this journey with me to make New Orleans a better place. Thank you, my love. Thank you, Chris. God certainly knows I am not a perfect person, and I do not promise perfection. But I do promise excellence and urgency, and I will demand it of myself and of everyone who serves this city. We will take on the hard things because they matter. We will rebuild what is broken. We will fix what has been ignored. We will lift up every neighborhood, every family, and every dream because you've waited long enough. And make no mistake, we are all in. There is nothing New Orleans can't do. The sky is the limit. Together, we will build the city our children deserve, the city that you have earned, and together, we can move in a new direction for our future. And never forget this, that our strength, and let's even call it our superpower as a city, is our shared faith, our shared hope, and our shared love. They bind us to one another and to this incredible place that we call home. So with the confidence of faith, the commitment of hope, our shared love for our city and one another, I make this solemn promise to you, I am all in for New Orleans. So are you with me? Are you all in? Are you all in? New Orleans, I love you. God bless the wonderful city of New Orleans, the greatest city in this country. I'm just saying, and I know I'm right on that one. God bless you. Thank you.
That was the entire inaugural address of our new mayor, Helena Moreno. So your reaction to this, many of you didn't have a chance to hear it earlier at the Sanger, right after she was sworn in. So what do you think about her attitude? I love that she didn't make any specific promises. She kept talking about a new direction. And I know that I'm really curious about what this new direction is going to entail. What does she mean by a new direction? God knows we need a new direction. So I'm happy that she's talking about a new direction. She talked a lot about faith in the beginning. She just talks about her love of the city. And, you know, some people are just innately negative. Some people are just innately positive. Helena Moreno is innately positive. And I think our last mayor was not. And I don't like making the comparisons, but they're fair. And one of the things that led us to Helena Moreno winning is what we went through for the past 8 years. The last administration, no matter which level of government you're talking about, the last administration plants the roots for the new administration coming in. And what we dealt with for the last 8 years opened the door for Helena Moreno to come in. And so this is an opportunity for us to come together, for us to be all in. And I think that's a very brilliant slogan, all in. So we'll ask that question right now. Are you all in for New Orleans? Now, I realize that some of you are going to see this as nothing more than a campaign speech or an inaugural address from a politician. And technically, yes, that's what it was. But the positivity of Helena Moreno is infectious. And if you know anything about the law of attraction, and I know some of you do, if you know anything about the law of attraction, you know how important it is to be positive, to actually envision what you want to be and what you want to accomplish. And it seems like Helena Moreno envisions that. And if she can project this onto the city and collectively make this city more positive, then we're going to be in great shape. But as she says, there's a lot of work to be done. And there's a lot of mess to clean up from the last administration. But this is a new beginning and a new direction. And she talked a lot about faith, hope, and love. That was a theme that ran through the address. But the ultimate question is, are you all in for New Orleans? And do you feel positive on this day that Helena Moreno has been sworn in as our new mayor? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Right now, I think we can have high hopes and a positive attitude about the future of New Orleans.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Are you a believer? Are you all in for New Orleans? And what does that mean? What does it mean to be all in for New Orleans? I'm Scoot on the air. We're getting reaction to our new mayor, Helena Moreno, sworn in earlier today. We just heard her inaugural address in its entirety. A good address. It was interesting how she entered the venue. This was at the Sanger. And she entered. She was out in the lobby, and the door opened up, and there was a silhouette of Helena Moreno there. And she walked out, and she was greeting people on both sides of the aisle, very much like the president comes out from the lobby at the Capitol when there's a State of the Union address, and the president is greeting people on both sides of the aisle, literally and figuratively. So she did that as she walked toward the front of the stage, waiting to be inaugurated, waiting to be sworn in. She talked about a new beginning and a new direction for New Orleans. She paid tribute to God, and she said that New Orleans is built on three virtues: faith, hope, and love. And she brought that up several times in her inaugural address. And she said, "I'm all in for New Orleans. We will build a city that lives in our hearts and in our dreams. And failure is no longer an option. And we will do things that haven't been done. And we'll do things that just haven't been done, not out of neglect, but just things that they haven't done yet." She said it's a time for a new direction. And I'm interested about the specifics of that new direction. She said, "I will make this promise to you. I will never quit. I will make the hard decisions. And we have faced 300 years of tough times, from Jim Crow to hurricanes." She said, "This is our time to make a safe city, to make a city where we can drive down the street without beating up our cars." And she's talking about fixing the streets and the potholes so we don't beat up our cars as we drive through the city. So what is your reaction to the new mayor, Mayor Moreno's inaugural address? The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Derek at Old Metairie. Derek, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm a believer, but this is my thing is with the new mayor, but we have the same old city council. When Helena Moreno was on city council, it was not only the mayor's job with the budget. It was also the city council. They knew exactly how much the budget was shortfall. That didn't just happen. That's been happening for years, and they have a budget meeting every week with the same people that goes over this budget, and now all of a sudden we're trying to blame one person when we had the same city council for at least 8 years doing the same thing, not being a part of it or not being transparent with the mayor, who wasn't transparent with them. But it was just not her that did that budget and put us in a $200 million of deficit. It was every last one of them should be held accountable.
Yeah, I think the city council needs to be held accountable for some things, but it seemed like there were a number of things toward the end that the city council was surprised about because the previous mayor kept those things a secret, hid those things, was not transparent with the city council.
Yeah, she wasn't transparent, but that's why y'all call. She works for them, who works for us, and they work for us. They should have been calling her every week to city council chambers to go over this. It should not have waited till the last few months of her term to find out we was $200 million in a deficit. That should have been something that was happening months and months and months and months. But the thing about the last mayor, that ended her term yesterday, she's in the world of trouble because she is in the world of trouble because she's a narcissist. She was doing stuff that she just couldn't get herself out of, and she dug a hole too deep, and she's still not out of trouble with it.
And Derek, I like to phrase it this way. Mayor Cantrell was writing checks that her intellect couldn't cash. And some people who are so ego-driven, and I think there's a lesson to learn from people who are narcissistic. You write checks that your intellect can't cash because your ego drives you to write these checks. Derek, I appreciate the call. Listen, I can't speak for the city council, and I think you bring up an interesting point about the city council. But it was always my understanding here toward the end that the last mayor really did hide a lot from the city council. They assumed that they had everything, but they did not. But look, more will come out about that as time goes on. Let's go to Ian and get to some of your text messages.
Here's a text from Rusty. Rusty says, I'm definitely optimistic. Obviously, she, Moreno, knows how government works. And to me, she seems like a quite honest person. Honestly, she can keep the city safe and draw business to the city. And for those who say, oh, she's not from here, she's an outsider, she has been here longer than it was before Cantrell was mayor, who was also not from here as well. Just want to take care of that talking point.
Look, I don't think you have to be from here to be a good mayor. I mean, let's put this to rest. There are a lot of people here in New Orleans who have the New Orleans mentality when it comes to politics, when it comes to business, and that's not good. There are a lot of New Orleanians who are in positions of power who are not elected officials, but they have this mentality of, you know, I'm going to cheat. If you help me cheat, I'll help you cheat. There's a lot of dishonesty that goes on when it comes to business. And I know this happens everywhere to some degree, but just because you're from New Orleans doesn't mean you're the best candidate for mayor. And she has been here for a long time. And I think we need to get over this idea that, you know, if you're not from here, you shouldn't be mayor. That's the New Orleans mentality that I often talk about, that there are people here who think that, well, this is New Orleans and this is the way we do it. No, there are a lot of things that we do that we shouldn't do. There are a lot of things that we do that we could do better, and we don't because of this prevailing mentality. This is New Orleans. You know, this is the way we do it here. Well, I've lived in a lot of other cities. This is my home. And it bothers me that this city has this collective ego that, well, oh, well, we're great just because we're New Orleans. No, you have to work to be great. We are great, but we can be a lot better than we are.
Here's a text that says, I live in Lakeview, and I believe that she can make a difference. I am not confident that the rest of the city is all in. I believe the council will work with her until she has to do something that hurts their district, and then who knows?
Well, you know, we talked about this earlier too. Mayor Moreno is going to have a tough time because she's going to have to do some things that are not popular. She's going to have to do some things that are going to hurt people, but it's because she's cleaning up a mess from the past. I hope that nobody is hurt, but there is that possibility that some people are going to, you know, feel disadvantaged because of a decision that is made, but it may be because the decision that made things good for you shouldn't have been made in the first place.
In the absence of a crystal ball that allows you to see into the future, all you can do is look into the past and see what she's already done.
Yeah.
Some really difficult decisions have already been made. If not executed, they've at least been forecast. You know, what she's going to have to do to fix the budget is asking a lot. For certain sacrifices will be made, certain furloughs will happen, certain departments are going to be underfunded for a little while, and those are not popular things to do. But so far, it seems like she's got everybody on board and saying, hey, we all have skin in the game here. It's not going to be easy for every single entity or interest group at the same time. So, you know, are we pulling on the rope in the same direction or not?
Yeah, there will be winners and losers. If there are more winners than losers, then it's a good situation. But you know, when you've got the observation made from the Moreno transition team that they had people working for the city and they're trying to figure out what they do. They don't even know what they do. So, yeah, some people might lose their jobs, but it's because of the past, not because of today and the future.
I'll give you two more quick ones. Here's a text that says, I'm as conservative as one can be. And today, I booked a room in the city for the parades.
Great.
I swore I would never spend money in New Orleans as long as that woman was in office. I'm really excited about going back to the city and to see the great place that it actually is.
That's awesome. That is really, really great. And when it comes to local politics like this, political affiliation doesn't have as much to do with our decisions as when it comes to national politics.
Here's a text that says, you don't have to be from New Orleans to love New Orleans or to do right for the city.
Amen to that. Yeah, Mayor Cantrell wasn't from here. Helena Moreno was not born here, but she's been here long enough. And just because you're from the city, that doesn't mean that you're going to be the best mayor. So I don't have a problem with somebody from the outside who has, you know, demonstrated that they care about our city and love our city. I don't have a problem with them becoming mayor. A lot of people are
here at Blue Apron. We know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Excited. Hey, you know, we're looking forward to the future, but, you know, we should have had warnings about our past decision. Lane Kiffin is making a lot of moves in the transfer portal for LSU. Today, Coach Kiffin has landed a quarterback. Is this his quarterback? Looks like maybe so. Sam Leavitt from Arizona State, who's got great numbers, is now coming to LSU. And you know, I talked about it as soon as Lane Kiffin was announced as LSU's new coach. Not like in the past when it takes years for a college team to build up, maybe at least 3 years for a college team to build up. Because of the transfer portal, a college team can build up just about instantly. So LSU could have a competitive team for the playoffs in the upcoming season. So you can also follow the latest on LSU, the latest moves, and also the LSU Transfer Portal Tracker, which is online at WWL.com, and listen to Sports Talk every afternoon at 4 o'clock. The spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910, is bringing all of this to you. And, of course, WWL. So check it out. Over the weekend, the Rams, this is the wild card playoff weekend, the Rams beat the Panthers, the Bears beat the Packers, the Bills beat the Jags, the 49ers beat the Eagles, and the Patriots beat the Chargers. And tonight, in a wild card playoff game, the final of the weekend, the Texans take on the Steelers in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. So in her inaugural address, Mayor Moreno, I'm going to have to get used to saying that because, you know, for 8 years now, I've been saying Mayor Cantrell. So inevitably, that is going to slip out. I'm going to have to figure out a way to just really concentrate on that because, you know, this show's not scripted and so much is ad-libbed. And, you know, I may be envisioning Mayor Moreno in mind and just slip and say Mayor Cantrell. But Mayor Moreno, we could say that now, she had a really good address, a very positive inaugural address. And she said, as of today, we have the will and we will fight to find the way to win. She said, some will try to divide us, but we have more common than we have that divides us. She talked about being born in Mexico. Her mother's American. Her father is Mexican. And she said, 25 years ago, New Orleans welcomed me as a journalist, and she fell in love with the city and made this her home. She says that her success is going to be measured by outcomes. She said, I do not promise to be perfect. She said, God knows I'm not perfect. She said, there's nothing that New Orleans can't do. And she made a solemn promise. She said, I am all in for New Orleans. And as I mentioned early, being all in for New Orleans, I think, is just having a positive attitude. And this could have a ripple effect through our city and really throughout the region. There were people who so loathed the last mayor that they didn't want to come to the city. And the idea that people would say, well, I don't want to come to the city because of the smell of marijuana smoke. It's not that prevalent. I go to New Orleans I live in New Orleans, but I go downtown. I go to the French Quarter often enough to know. Yeah, you know, you might see people smoking pot. We talked about this last week. You might see people congregating. You know, you walk by, you might smell a little marijuana smoke. But it's not like the city is shrouded in pot smoke. It's not like that's all you can smell because, believe me, there are other things in the French Quarter you can smell that are a lot less pleasant than marijuana smoke. But this idea of not coming to New Orleans, people related the city to the image of the person who was mayor. And that's what people do. The local people, the out-of-town people don't. You go to a city on vacation. You're out from out of town. You don't really care who's mayor. You don't worry about who's mayor. But if you're in this area, you might have had a reluctance to come to the city because of our last mayor, because she had such a negative image that it translated into a negative image that you had for the city of New Orleans. Well, I think people are going to have a more positive image of New Orleans because of the more positive image of Helena Moreno. And if people are more positive in their jobs, we become a more efficient city overall. We become a happier city overall if we're positive. Again, it's like the law of attraction, which some of you know about. It's believing what you are. And Helena Moreno believes what she is, and she has a clear vision of what she wants this city to be. It's not going to be easy to get there. It's going to take time to get there, but I have a feeling that we're going to head in that direction. And I'm looking forward to more information about this new direction for New Orleans that she's been talking about. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Wow, there were some great, great games over the weekend. Really close games. If you walked away at the end thinking you knew how a game was going to end, you come back and you find out the ending was totally different from what you thought. And as soon as a team gets ahead with a little time left, you think that's it. Well, that wasn't it, because a few times the other team came back and won the game. We'll talk more about that coming up in the next hour. And also, it looks like LSU has their quarterback. It's great news. I'm Scoot. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon, and you're listening to WWL. On the Scoot of the Air calendar, on this day in 1974, this was the number one song in the country. I want you to listen for this word coming up here. Listen. I speak of the pompousness of love. You know, there's no dictionary definition for pompousness. The pompousness of love. But because of this song, it has come to mean outside of the dictionary. It's come to mean something grand, something suave, something very deep, the pompous of love. It could be the pompous of BS that lives in politics. We can find different uses, but apparently it means big. But just because of the song and the fact that people use it as a result of the song. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It is a beautiful Monday afternoon. We'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.